The SOH Network presents AsiaCast, keeping you across the top headlines from the Asia Pacific.
For the SOH News Roundup, week ending Friday, March 1st, I'm Rich Crankshaw with AsiaCast. In this bulletin, Beijing jails veteran activist once more. Tibet rules 52 years under Chinese rule. Evacuees fear they'll never return home. And India's tiger population grows. But first, our SOH focus on China. The Chinese regime was heavily criticized after sentencing veteran democracy advocate Liu Xinbin to a lengthy jail term Friday, March 25th for so-called inciting subversion. A court in central Sichuan province sentenced Liu to 10 years in prison for writing articles calling for human rights and democracy. His wife, who was at the trial, told our Chinese reporters the court prevented Liu and his attorney from defending against the charges. Democracy activists in Sichuan said the authorities tightened security ahead of the trial to prevent supporters of Xinbin Liu attending the trial. Many activists in the province were placed under house arrest, while others who tried to attend the trial were sent back to their local cities as soon as they arrived. World TB Day falls on March 24th each year. This year's campaign recognized individuals around the world who have found new ways to stop tuberculosis. Unfortunately, in China, the disease is not being effectively controlled or treated. The Ministry of Health released figures showing over 500 million people in China, 45% of the population, are carrying the TB bacterium. Of those, some 5 million have the active disease. One problem is China's low detection rate. Epidemics are also not being tracked. Family members of TB patients told SOH the free treatments some local governments supposedly offer is a lie. According to the Ministry of Health, almost 20% of TB patients cannot afford medical treatment. Chinese authorities executed three Filipinos on drug trafficking charges Wednesday, March 30th. It came despite a flurry of public appeals for clemency in the Philippines, and just days after Amnesty International slammed Beijing's sweeping use of the death penalty. The three were convicted of smuggling several kilos of heroin each into China in 2008. The Philippine vice president sent an appeal to Beijing Tuesday, March 29th, asking to keep the Filipinos alive while the Philippines investigated new evidence aimed at proving the innocence of at least one or two of them. Chinese state media recently reported Monday, March 28th, as Serfs' Emancipation Day for Tibet. The date marked the 52nd anniversary of what the Chinese Communist Party calls its liberation of Tibet in 1959. Many Tibetans, however, used the term communist takeover, saying 1959 marked the beginning of the party's suppression of their way of life. The senator of the Tibetan government in exile said the regime claims it's done a lot of good things, but it's all lies, adding under the rule of the Chinese Communist Party, Tibet became a giant prison in which over 1 million Tibetans have died from mistreatment. SOH takes a look across the wider Asia-Pacific region. Weeks after a huge earthquake and tsunami triggered the world's worst nuclear crisis since 1986, prospects for a speedy resolution at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant look more distant by the day. Many evacuees are worried they'll never be able to return home. More than 70,000 people have been evacuated from a 20-mile-kilometer exclusion zone around the plant. Another 130,000 who live in a 10-kilometer band beyond the exclusion zone have been advised to either leave or stay indoors. UN nuclear monitors advised Japan to consider widening the exclusion zone after unsafe levels of radiation were recorded in a village 40 kilometers northwest of the nuclear plant. The U.S. and U.K. earlier advised their citizens in Japan to keep at least 80 kilometers from the plant. With the continuing nuclear crisis in Japan, Taiwan and China have shown signs they may cooperate on promoting atomic energy safety. Taiwanese media said the issue would be one of the major topics on the agenda on this year's forum between the ruling parties on both sides. Local media reported Wednesday, March 30th, Taiwan had not ruled out the possibility of commissioning China to help with nuclear waste disposal. While on the same day, Beijing said professional nuclear energy agencies on both sides of the Taiwan Strait have maintained contact on technological issues. Coming up on AsiaCast, Asia Pacific tackles people smuggling and refugee issue, Taiwan concerned over children's mass media consumption, and the sweet taste of cricket. But first, SOH Network's Shen Yun quote of the day. Former city councilor Carol Wanamaker saw Shen Yun perform at the Northern Alberta Jubilee Auditorium in Edmonton, Canada.
Love it. Yeah. Love it.
What
very beautiful.
So far. Which program? Oh, what kind of things?
Well, I think overall what impresses me about it is the, the beautiful movements, but from a visual perspective, it's incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, the way the backgrounds and the costumes and everything, even the lines in the background go with the lines in the costume, and that is incredible. It's a visual treat, just really a treat. We've seen Chinese performers and everything before, but not this kind of a show.
Step into a world of beauty, majesty, and enchantment. Shen Yun Performing Arts brings to life classical Chinese dance and music in an exhilarating and unforgettable show. The SOH Network is a proud sponsor of Shen Yun Performing Arts. For tickets and information, visit www.shenyunperformingarts.org.
You are listening to AsiaCast from the SOH Network.
Back with the rest of today's AsiaCast, I'm Rich Crankshaw. The Asia-Pacific has moved a step closer to a consistent and coordinated regional approach to people smuggling and asylum seekers. A regional processing center is also still a possibility after ministers met in Indonesia Wednesday, March 30th. A non-binding framework to tackle smuggling networks and humanely process the large numbers of irregular migrants moving through the region was agreed and signed at the meeting. Asia is a transit region for refugees and other undocumented migrants seeking to escape hardship in countries such as Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Iran, Iraq, and Sri Lanka. Taiwan said Thursday, March 31st, it wants to create a more child-friendly media environment. The country's telecoms regulator said as young people show an increasing dependence on the mass media, it will push for legislation to ensure the quality and quantity of children's programs. At present, 95% of children's programming on Taiwan's commercial TV networks is cartoons, some of which the regulator did not think were appropriate. It said a more detailed rating system for parents to refer to was also needed. Burma saw a supposed transition from a military junta to a nominally civilian government Wednesday, March 30th. The handover follows last year's elections, the first in two decades, but the elections were widely condemned as a sham amid the exclusion of democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi and claims of cheating and intimidation. Critics say the old military leaders have kept a firm grip on power. Suu Kyi has no voice in the new parliament, but said she wanted to engage in dialogue with the new government. On a lighter note, if cricket diplomacy doesn't do as much as it is hoped to mend relations between India and Pakistan, well, there's always chocolate. A chocolate replica of the Cricket World Cup trophy went on display at a shopping mall in India's Hyderabad city for India's semi-final against Pakistan. The store, which created the 18-inch chocolate trophy, said it took 20 days and around 4 kilos of chocolate to make. They said it was created as an inspiration that India should win the World Cup. And a strong performance by India's bowlers saw them beat Pakistan by 29 runs with just one ball to spare Wednesday, March 30th, securing their place in the World Cup final against Sri Lanka. The population of endangered tigers in India has increased by 12% according to a recent survey. India's environment minister says that although the tiger population has increased, their available habitat has decreased. He also cautioned that poachers and projects near forests are the greatest threats to the animal. Forest officials used hidden cameras and DNA tests to count the big cats across 19 Indian states. The census included 70 tigers in the eastern Indian Sundarbans Tiger Reserve, bringing the total number of animals recorded across the whole country to just over 1,700, which is around 300 tigers more than 4 years ago. Rich Crankshaw, SOH Network.
AsiaCast, keeping you across the top headlines from the Asia Pacific.